Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, this year is flying by.
Hard to believe, right?
We're down to, what, 6 weeks or give or take a little to the end of
the
year?
Hardly. Maybe even just 4 weeks. Crazy. I mean, wow. Advent is next week already.
My goodness. It is flying right along. And of course, everybody, while they are remembering the true meaning of Christmas, they're also busy shopping.
They are.
And there's a way that very simply, by doing nothing other than what you would normally do, you can make a donation to Catholic Radio by your shopping. If you shop on Amazon, and pretty much everybody does, it's called Amazon Smile. And if you begin, you only have to do it one time. Go to, I think it's smile.amazon or amazon.smile. I think either one works, really. And they'll just ask you, what charity do you want to support? And if you type in Catholic Radio Indy there, you're all done. Everything you buy from there on on Amazon, no matter what merchandise, no matter what merchant, no matter what part of the country it comes from, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of it.
Doesn't cost you. They have something new relatively new to me. It's called subscriptions. And I have, a cat and a dog. And so I have, and it's so heavy. So I have it delivered every 3 months to the house. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed that my subscription wasn't on Amazon Smile. So I went in, canceled it out, and restarted it under Amazon Smile. But that's a way that on a regular basis, just like your donations to Catholic Radio.
That's right. And we get checks every quarter from Amazon. And so if you do it and everybody else does it, it really does add up. And then the interesting thing is if you use the same computer all the time and you forget to go to Amazon Smile and you go to Amazon, it brings up a little flag. Are you sure you don't want to use Amazon Smile?
I love it. I absolutely love it. We, at this time of year, we also get cars and the boats, and we haven't mentioned that in a while, but certainly, and we make it easy for you. You can go to the website and donate a car that's been sitting in your driveway for a few
months.
And
that is so easy. People wonder, well, what's that all about? How could you do that? One phone call. You can either call us here at the station, or you can just go on our website, and there's just a button to push, and you make one phone call, and all they want to know is where the car is and if you have the title. And they'll be out to, if it's drivable, they'll send a driver out to get it. If it's not drivable, they'll send a tow truck out to get it. And either way, they'll take the vehicle, they'll take the title, and next thing you'll know, you'll have a tax deduction. Now, at this time of the year, it gets kind of a little bit iffy whether you'll have it for this year's taxes or not, because of the fact that you get your receipt after the car is sold. So it takes, a few days to pick it up and to get it into an auction somewhere and sold at an auction, and the paperwork to be processed and all of that, and then the receipt comes to you. But if you jump right on it, it could very well happen.
Our guest today on Faith in Action is Liz Utz. She is the founder of the Catholic Box. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, MJ.
What a delightful name, the Catholic Box. I can't wait to hear the story behind it. Before we get into that, though, tell us a little bit about you. So your family, how long you've been married, what side of town you live on, your parish?
Yes, my husband and I have been married for 11 years. His name is Jim, and we have 4 little ones with us and 1 in heaven. Oh. We are members of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, vibrant parish on the north side.
It is.
And we just love living up there and being involved with church there.
Oh, what are the ages of your little ones?
We have a third grader, a kindergartner, and then a preschooler. She's 4. or almost four, and then an 11-month-old.
Oh my goodness, so you're busy. You're in the weeds, as you say.
Oh, yes.
In the weeds.
Yes.
Yeah, Sharon Typen told me, as a matter of fact, when I was at that stage in my life, that you may not realize it, but these are the best years of your life. They're sometimes the craziest and most active, but they are until, I'd have to say, you start having grandbabies, and that's where I am right now, and that's a pretty wonderful
stage.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Grandbabies are good.
Grandbabies are good because you can sleep. It's all the fun, but you can sleep too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Liz, let's talk a little bit about the Catholic Box. First of all, it's an endeavor, an apostolate of yours, a business. How did the first idea come on to your, your awareness, why did you think, I've got to do something like this? Where did that come from?
So the idea started about 7 years ago. And like I said, I have one child in heaven. It was just after I'd given birth to her. Jim and I, before we had Madeline, we were Catholic, but not engaged. It was more of an obligation for us like a real love of, growing in our faith, and going to Mass was just something that we did, not something that we looked forward to doing. So I had a very normal pregnancy, went in for my appointment at 34 weeks, and I was suddenly measuring ahead. And I thought, oh, good, I'm just going to have this baby early. And it ended up being a sign of she actually had a brain issue. So when she was born, she was only with us for about 5 days. But right after I had her, there was a priest from Our Lady there. Monsignor Duncan was there kind of walking us through just, as Catholics, how do we deal with this? Just people from our parish, just like, were constantly there helping us. And it was such a gift because we weren't like super involved with the church, but we had this amazing Catholic community that just welcomed us and served us and just made sure that we were okay. So after that whole experience, it was definitely a time of suffering for us and very difficult to go through that because we were still pretty young. But it was just like, I was just reflecting like, okay, how can I help other people see what there really is to offer with the Catholic faith? And I really wanted to serve people that were like me, that were Catholic, but didn't know what they were missing out on in a way. So at that time, subscription boxes were kind of coming onto the scene. And I thought, okay, well, maybe if we like found some cool things that were Catholic, that might draw people in. And years went by, like about 5 years. I had two more babies, and then suddenly the timing was right. So it was 2 years ago in February, we sent out our first box. And we've grown very steadily. And it's just been a huge blessing to us, and I've met so many amazing people doing it. So it's just been great.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Liz Utz, and she is the founder of the Catholic Box. And as a matter of fact, I have right in front of me the November edition of the Catholic Box. I'm going to open it and kind of go through it. And we'll probably do that after we take a break, but what kinds of things go into the box? So your idea was to make the Catholic faith a little bit more real and tangible for other people. So I get that. And we're going to talk about what's in it and what's in the November box. But what kinds of things? I mean, when you were thinking about this and a subscription, which is hot. I mean, that's hot right now. It's like cupcakes back in the day, right? I mean, you got to kind of jump on it when it is. And this is it. So tell us a little bit about that.
So basically what I do, I'll look at the liturgical calendar. So for November, for instance, I'll look at, there's always a theme for the month. So November is devoted to the Holy Souls in Purgatory. So that is definitely something I consider. I look at the feast days. And then part of our mission, I should have mentioned before, is to support small Catholic businesses, Catholic artists. So that would include musicians as well. And then also our religious orders. So I kind of look at all those different pieces and see what kind of fits the theme of that month. Not every item will definitely like fit the theme of the month, but I just try to source items from all three of those areas. So part of the experience of receiving these boxes is like a discovery piece, like finding out about artists or religious orders that you didn't already know about.
So you say religious orders. Does that mean that inside some of these boxes there are contributions that religious orders have made?
Correct. So there's sisters and monks who make coffees and cookies and candies.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right. Can kind of indulge and feel good about it.
All right. Is there... Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Kind of indulgent. So I am supporting. I see the nuns and priests. Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. There's monk coffee. I know that.
Yes,
out in
Mystic
Oregon.
Monk Coffee.
Mystic Monk Coffee. Mm-hmm. They have great. One of my sons, they have a clothing line, and one of the greatest things is this hoodie. It's a hoodie, but if mm-hmm. you know, from you, if you put the hood up, everybody looks like a monk, right? Yeah, it's pretty clever. If you're just now tuning in, Liz Utz is our guest, the founder of the Catholic Box. Let's take a break, and then we'll kind of dive into the box after the break. Okay.
Saturday mornings are always a little bit better when you start them off listening to Catholic Radio Indy. Kickstart your Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with Jim Littleton informing faithful families, followed by I Choose Life at 9:30. Catholic Jukebox Indiana brings you today's music with a Catholic message at 10 a.m., and then join Mark Tuttle and Timothy O'Donnell for Catholic Thought and Philosophy in the Catholic Cave at 11. At noon, sit down for a little lunch and food for thought with M.J. Crowder and Jim Ganley and two episodes of Faith in Action. That's 4 hours of Saturday morning information and entertainment you won't find anywhere else except right here at Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Liz Utz. She is the founder of the Little Catholic Box. I've got one right in front of me. And, you know, I wonder, we're going to kind of go through this slow motion. Is your target audience grandparents who buy this for their grandkids, or parents who buy it for their kids, or who is that? And is it one box that goes out, the same box goes out to everybody, or does it change depending on age?
So basically, these boxes are curated for women, and our target audience is kind of all over the board. There are college students that subscribe, and then there's also grandmothers that want this as well. It's a great gift option because it's something new that comes in the month in the mail every month.
So most people would do this as a gift to somebody as opposed to themselves ordering it for themselves?
I would say it's a pretty good mix. Like, Christmas is a hot time for us. We get a lot of orders for Christmas gifts, and then Mother's Day is really big.
But the boxes all look the same, is what you're saying. So you create one box a month.
Yes. So at the beginning of the month, it comes in the mail. So November's box was shipped at the end of October. So it arrives in time so you can enjoy it all month.
And this is a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Oh, see, now I like that part of it. We've had other guests who there are monthly subscriptions out there that you can pick and choose. But I kind of like the surprise idea. So we open it up, and the first thing that'll hit you, listeners, is the smell, the scent. It's very soft, and it does have a little like a checklist here of what's inside, and it's Blackberry Sage Soap. Yes. Hermitage Handcrafted Soap from Holy Cross Monastery.
Yes.
Okay, Jim, get a whiff of that. even if you just smell the paper there. Okay. And then we're going to go. Well, yeah, isn't that lovely? And then we go down through and there is...
So those are postcards made by a Catholic artist. So there's three different postcards there. And in our little note, we kind of encouraged our subscribers to send just a note of thanksgiving to somebody using those postcards.
Okay, put the postcards to the side. Then I have something else. And it is in this, Ora Pro Nobis. All you holy, I love this.
That's a litany of saints.
It's a litany of saints.
Print, yes.
We were just talking about that in our family last week, All Souls Day, All Saints Day. The litany you usually hear around Easter time, but I love it. All you holy men and women pray for us. Don't you love that?
Mm-hmm.
Some
Absolutely.
Churches do that so beautifully. Yes. Okay, so this is a beautiful litany of saints.
Yes, so that's a print. So you could take that out and frame it or put it on your fridge. And then there's this artist also... did a monthly calendar so
on the
you
back.
Can see the
and listeners, it's very colorful. The colors are very beautiful. Okay, so the next thing in, and by the there's lots of things in this box, listeners. Okay, then the next thing I have is a magnet here.
Yes.
Describe that to me because that's kind of interesting.
So this is a new the same person that has the print. Their family just started this Catholic car magnet business, so you can use them for fundraisers or. Just purchase a magnet by itself, but this is a Saint Benedict car magnet.
Oh.
And then they also have one with Our Lady of Guadalupe that you can put on your car.
Okay, I wouldn't have known what that is. It's a cross with CSPB.
Yeah, and then so that's like the Saint Benedict medal.
Okay, all right. And then, of course, you turn it over and it tells you what it is, the Saint Benedict medal. Okay, beautiful. And that's substantial. That's a nice big... Okay, then we go further down and it looks... Oh, an examine journal. 1 month examine journal.
So this was also a brand new product. This Mary Williams, who came out with this, the version that she sells is like a full year version, but this was too big for our box. So we kind of talked and she was able to make a 1 month version for us.
Well, this is interesting because it's as you go through this journal, for instance, it's a 1 month and it says, it kind of asks you questions. I struggled to feel your presence today, God, when? And then there's a couple lines, a couple little, I feel alive in your presence today, God, when? And so you can put the date at the top. And this is kind of like a keepsake because you can keep, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Love that. Okay, now we're getting down to the good stuff.
That smells nice.
This is what smells so nicely. Okay, so I just held up, listeners, the... Blackberry sage soap. Oh my goodness gracious, Jim, that's so unusual. Now where did that come from?
That came from Holy Cross Hermitage.
Okay. Well, where
that,
is that?
Does,
is that,
that does
is
smell
that,
good. That smells like whenever you go on vacation.
It says it says Wayne, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia. Okay. Now how do you come up with the people? How do you are you always looking
for
new...
So I'm always looking,
okay.
Yes.
For new contributors to the Little
yes.
Catholic Box.
So it's very helpful when people email me and seek me out. I really appreciate that. If they approach me with a product idea, I'll kind of see when it would fit in nicely with what we're doing. And then I'm, like I said, constantly looking.
Why don't you give us that email now, and we'll let you give it later in the program too. But I'm sure there are people listening who... either do something themselves or know somebody who makes something like what you have in the box there that might be of interest. So what is your email?
My email is liz@thelittlecatholicbox.com. And our website is thelittlecatholicbox.com.
The Little Catholic Box.
And you can easily find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
You know, I'm looking at the last thing in the box here, and it is... a cross, and yet it's a crucifix at the very same time. I don't think I've ever, it's made out of wood. It almost looks like an ornament, but something that you would hang on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the center is hollowed out, listeners, in the form of a corpus, in the form of a body, which is why I say it's a cross and a crucifix at the same time. But I could see a little child, you know, almost taking a little pencil or pen and outlining that and tracing that. It's beautiful, but it's a beautiful piece of handmade, it says rough, rustic, custom decor. It's beautiful. And the whole box, listeners, is enveloped in this beautiful kind of aqua blue tissue, and the fragrance that, of course, is emanating from it is delightful, really delightful. Okay.
What are some of the more unusual things you've had there? I mean, you've put together a box each month, and it's not the same thing every month. So over the years, what were some of the more unusual things maybe you've put in the box at different times?
I don't know if we've ever had anything unusual. I'd say, like, our most popular things are definitely the treats from the religious orders. Anytime we've had fudge.
Oh, the fudge, yes.
From
Capucine
quality
yes.
candies.
Yes.
And then we've done a candy sampler from them. And then there are mint and chocolate cookies from Monastery Baked Goods. I don't know if you've had those.
Yes.
So I'd say those are definitely our most
yes.
And the coffees are popular, too?
Yes, the coffee. We normally don't say what's in our box, but next month we have some hot chocolate that Mystic Monk is packaging
for December.
For us.
That is beautiful.
So tell us a little bit about. I'm imagining these little elves that you have little elves that are helping you, and this is a kitchen counter type process. But enlighten me. I mean, you said you've got little helpers, but a couple of those are maybe too small to help.
Right.
The older ones might.
All the girls, the three oldest, will definitely try to help. Sometimes they don't do it exactly like I like it, but that's part of the family business. So,
sure.
We set up long tables in our house once a month, and it's like an assembly line until we get it done. It takes us about 2 to 3 days to package everything up, and then we fill our van and drive it over to the post office.
Oh, my goodness.
We get to drive around back. That was an exciting day when we had enough that we were allowed to go to the back and fill the little basket ourselves. So
how many do you deliver in a typical mail in a typical month?
This month we're hoping to do 300.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
So we start our first month, we did 30, and we've just kind of grown a little bit each month.
Do you have any thought as to what capacity might be before you have to hire more elves?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever outsource. I'm a little, you can ask my husband, I'm a little too particular about everything that I don't know if I could trust anybody to do it the exact same way I do. But we're definitely welcome to growing more.
So we're talking with Liz Utz, and she is from the Little Catholic Box. Beautiful, beautiful idea. And it's really kind of a magical box that you open with of surprises. We haven't talked about price or how one signs up for this yet.
Okay.
So tell us about that, because this is like perfect time for. Is it too late to get a December order?
No, I have extras, so we have.
Okay, so there's
plenty,
still time.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are going to be changing our format, but I'll tell you about that in a second. If you go to thelittlecatholicbox.com, you can sign up and you can choose. You'll see that at the top there's a subscription button or a one-time box. So you can choose if you want it to renew each month and get a surprise every month, you can, or you can just get it one time. The price right now is $29.99, and then you also pay shipping. So that's normally around $5. So for $35, this is what you would get. And then in February, we'll be switching over to a quarterly box. So we've been doing it this way for about 2 years. And I just noticed there were a lot of things that I couldn't get just because of price.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I was feeling like, okay, maybe some of these things are piling up, especially with busy moms. Like maybe you don't get to the journal
right
every day like maybe you want to.
That's so true. That's so true. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is a beautiful idea and a wonderful idea. But and I love the idea of looking back on a journal after you've written in it. But we have five kids, and my youngest journal, and the idea was to journal with each one, has two entries in it. One, one
exactly.
When she was just born, and the other one says, she's 9 years old, it's been a while.
That's like my blank baby books I have
at
home.
My
poor children.
The first one's full.
Yeah. I did one for my nephew, and that's it. Kids don't have it.
Yeah, I was even pretty good with the second one, but that was it. I mean, even baby pictures for our fifth one are, she had to take them for school one time, and she found three baby
pictures.
Thank
goodness for selfies.
Thank goodness for selfies. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Listeners, if you're just now tuning in, Liz Utz is our guest today with the Little Catholic Box, founder of the Little Catholic Box. What an unusual idea. We only have a couple minutes left, and I think, you know, this is, I can see it both ways. I can see it being a gift that you would give yourself. as something that you would open up and enjoy with the family, you know, just kind of open it up together, but also a gift that you would give someone else, maybe a daughter-in-law or a daughter, or I do love this. I do love this idea. Okay, so what have we not spoke, what have we not mentioned that we should be mentioning?
Okay, so we do have some special boxes that I just want to mention really quick. The first one is just for this holiday season. So do you guys know how you get, like, sometimes for corporate gifts, you'll send, like, a box of treats?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I put together one this year that's all sourced from religious orders. So there's 7 treats. So you can see that on our website.
Like, when you say treats, what do you mean? Like, so edible treats?
Yes. Yeah, so there's a full-size bag of spicy pretzels from Monastery Baked Goods, okay. The mint cookies that I told you about, yeah. A bag of hot chocolate, fudge, candies, granola.
What a great idea.
Yeah. So it's a great way to support 5 different religious orders. And then we'll also be giving a portion of those sales to Mary's Meals, which is a Catholic charity that feeds hungry children. Mm-hmm. So we have that box. We also came out with a box for college students as well. So it's like a care package with a devotional and a Catholic artist.
Great idea.
We'll also contribute to that. So that's also listed on our website. And then we also sometimes do boxes for little boys and little girls. So we do have, we sold out of our girls' boxes, but there are some boys' boxes available.
Maybe you've already thought about it, but I could think of a box like for First Communion.
Yes, that's what, that's when we started it. So we sold out of the girls' boxes quickly. So there's
I can see that. You've got Mother's Day, Father's Day. I mean, these little sweethearts, you know, Valentine's. I mean, there's, of course, the sky's the limit. But I wish you great success. This
Thank
is wonderful.
You.
Again, listeners, Liz Utz with the founder of the Little Catholic Box. You know, I there's something when as I'm going through this, I'm thinking there's something that I would like, but there's also things you could share in there and give as gifts. So I love this idea. Give us your website one more time. We're just about out of time.
So it's thelittlecatholicbox.com.
And it's not too late to sign up for a Christmas for December box, right?
No.
Or the corporate gift box. I love that idea, Jim. It's a great idea. I think we're always looking for special little goodies. And the thing I love about this is we are supporting our religious orders too.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you. Thank you for being our guest here on Faith in Action. Liz Utz, the Little Catholic Box.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.